I think the book of Malachi talk about tithe. Now, it's the Old Testament. We are in the age of New Testament. And I think they say we should leave everything about the Old Testament and we should go.
Where is it written like that?
In the book of Malachi.
Where is it written that we should leave that one and hold only onto this?
We are in the grace of New Testament.
Yes.
And I think everything about the Old Testament has been, because in the
Old Testament, the Old Testament, thou shalt not kill. It's in the Old Testament, correct?
Yes.
Eh?
Yes. Yes.
Under grace now, is that law applicable?
Yes.
So it is with tithe. Thank you. Who else? Yes.
Yes, sir. Tithe is one tenth of our income. What about the first fruit?
First fruit is a handful. They call it sheaf. Any amount you want. Any amount. If you like, bring 1 naira. If you like, bring 10 naira. Just a handful. And come and offer your prayer and show your gratitude. No amount is given. It's a handful. That's all.
Thank you. God bless you.
Yes. Now, secondly, every new year, I remember when we were unbelievers, when I was an unbeliever, every year, 31st December, we are always in a nightclub. Isn't it? Brother, answer me now. We are always, the last day, we make sure we're in the nightclub to drink the last drink, because we will make New Year resolution. When you finish hangover, I said, this year I no drink again. Who remember that type of resolution? We are doing it now. But sometimes you will keep that resolution for only 2 weeks. Sometimes 7. As best I said, this one is 2 days. Amen. What is resolution? Resolution is a resolve. What is a resolve? Resolve is always the part of, it is the communique after a meeting is done and a decision is taken. Then you will say, we have resolved that we will call off the strike ASU. There can be no resolution. You cannot resolve until there was a meeting had. Now we are Christians. Amen. Every Christian, you are listening to me now, all the bride of Christ worldwide, we are going to make a New Year resolution. We are going to vow unto the Lord. And the only way you can make a meaningful resolution and it will be effective is when you take a look at your life last year. And if you are sincere as somebody, you will truly see the need for a resolution. But the problem with most Christians is that you have no time to look at yourself. Last year, I preached a message that titled The Retreat, Christian Retreat, whereby you retreat and look at your life. The year has ended, you are jumping up and jumping up and jumping up, and you are so happy, feeling happy that you are counted among the living. While you are happy, is God also happy with the way I lived my life last year? Have I lived a life that is pleasing before God last year? Brethren, one of these days, there will be no more church service. One of these days, this harvest that we call rapture will take place. We are getting closer and closer and closer and closer to home going. And as we go closer and closer and closer, God is getting also closer and closer and closer to the people that he will harvest home. The life you lived last year, will you stand and say, yes, I know I did my best to live a life pleasing before God? And if we are sincere, including me here, we will see where we went off. And I said, this year that we enter now, every one of you listening to me, it's a commandment. We are going to make a resolution. We are going to take a vow before God. And that vow is to serve him better this year than we served him last year. How many people can say amen to that? Now, if you are ready to take that vow to serve God better this year than last year, can you stand up? Let me see you. Now, if you're not ready, please sit down so that I will know how many people I'm talking to. No, please sit down. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Please sit down. Please, I want you to listen. I didn't say everybody stand up. And you are not forced to stand up. Be sincere with yourself. Be sincere with yourself. If, listen to me again. If you are ready to make a vow this day of a new year that you will serve God this year better than you served last year, you are making it as a vow before the Lord in the name of the Lord Jesus. Can you stand up? Eh? So you can see now, you are the ones that can pray, give me the power to do your will. Oh Lord, I pray. If you're sincere, anointing flowing. Oh yes.
Over my head to throw. Give me the power to do your will. Oh Lord, I pray.
Wait. Sit down. I wanted to know who I'm talking to. Amen. Before you make a vow, you want to see the implication of the vow. Then when I tell you the implication, then I will ask again and I will see how many will stand up. Listen very well. Praise God. I've made my vow that I will serve God, me personally, I will serve God this year better than I served God last year. So as I'm talking to you, I am inclusive. First and foremost, to be able to serve God effectively, you have to be faithful. That is the requirement, a scriptural requirement. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 1 and verse 2. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Now verse 2 is my emphasis. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man in service, stewardship, that a man or a woman be found what? Faithful. Faithful. And that is why in the parable of the talents in Matthew 25, let's read it for the purpose of emphasis from verse 14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. Faithfulness. We're talking about faithfulness. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received one went and digged in the earth and hid his lost money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoned with him. And this servant, the Lord, is the Lord Jesus Christ. The servants are all believers, all Christians. And so, he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents. That's where I am going, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. Here his reward. Verse 21. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. The reward for faithfulness. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, the Bible tells us that he, God, is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. They diligently seek him, diligently serving him. He rewards it. And if you are not faithful, you cannot serve God by this qualification, diligently. There's a reward for doing that. And in Colossians chapter 3, verse 22, this is how we are supposed to serve God. He likened it to the same way we serve our masters that we are working under. From verse 22, Colossians chapter 3, verse 22 to verse 25, it says, servants, and we are servants of the Lord, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service. This one we are going to serve now, serving God. You are not serving man. You are serving God. Stop eye service for pastors to see you, because this reward you will have this year for faithfully serving him, no man can reward you. Only God will reward you. Let's read on. So stop eye service. Stop pleasing men, men pleasers. But in singleness of heart, fearing God. Verse 23. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily. Do it from your heart. Don't do it grudgingly. As to the Lord and not unto men. Why? Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. And verse 25. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he has done, and there is no respect of persons. See? So you have to be faithful. Faithful here is to be faithful in your prayer life. I'm happy to note that the teaching I took some time ago, about 2 years ago or so, about 1 hour with Jesus, midnight prayers, or 1 hour with Jesus. I know so many of you that sometimes I call you, if I have need to call you, I call you sometimes 1:30 a.m. And when I call you, I say, are you surprised I call you? I say, because I know you will be awake by this time. So many of you have followed it diligently. Midnight prayer, 1 hour with Jesus, because I taught you the benefit of it. If you stopped last year, start again this year. Make it part of you. Remember, the prayer time is appointment with God. Prayer time is fellowship with your maker. And God loves our fellowship. The more you pray, the better he enjoys the fellowship. Be faithful, therefore, in your prayers. And those of you who are intercessors, be faithful in your intercessory prayers. Be faithful in your duty in the ministry, in the church, wherever you are serving, in whichever department. Be faithful in your ministry, the outreach you used to go. My brother that used to go out and carry megaphone and go to Aspanda and go to junctions and preach, you stopped it. You were hiding under COVID-19, but God knows it was a backsliding condition. After all, COVID-19 stopped. We entered Facebook. We entered online, social media. We must reach out with the word of God. We must. You must be faithful with your tithes this year if you want to prosper. And your offerings. You belong to one group or the other. The vow you are making to serve God better includes your faithfulness in group activities. Group activities. House fellowships, the prayer groups, men fellowship, women fellowship, youth fellowship activities. Don't make anything about the kingdom. Don't make it to be secondary. You made it to be secondary, you are pursuing some other things, or and decide not to put the things of the kingdom first last year. It is wrong. It is wrong. It is wrong. It is wrong. Praise the Lord. And vow not just to serve God better, but vow to be more honest and more sincere in your relationship with God. Many of us, or rather, let me put it this way, some of us are not honest with God. Some of us are not honest. You are not sincere. When you willingly commit something, then instead of you to go before the Lord asking for forgiveness, you will say, "Na devil, oh, na devil, push me, go this one, oh, na devil, you are not sincere, you are not honest with yourself." You know it's a weakness of the flesh. You know it. Just that this devil, not they come answer us back. There are so many things we keep saying, "Devil, devil," that devil has no hand in it. Be sincere with yourself and be honest with yourself. Praise the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse 12. Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse 12. He said, "And now Israel, bride of Christ worldwide, what does the Lord thy God require of thee this year but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul." All. All because you cannot serve God and mammon. He cannot share his glory with any man, with any woman, with anything at all. Hallelujah. First Samuel chapter 12. This is what he had to tell them in verse 20, 21, 22. First Samuel chapter 12. That's why he said, "And Samuel said unto the people, fear not. You have, last year, you have done all the wickedness that you have done there." Then he said, "Yet, hallelujah, turn not aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart, and turn ye not aside, for then shall you go after vain things, which cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain." And verse 22, "For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you his people." He cannot forsake us. But don't turn aside from him. In 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 9, this is what David told Solomon. "And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all the imagination of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him this year, he will cast thee off forever." It will not be our portion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You have to focus the whole of your heart on the things of God. All others become secondary. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24. "No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And when you do this year, be faithful, be honest, and be sincere with God, there are benefits. Exodus chapter 23, from verse 25 to verse 27. Exodus 23, verse 25. It says, And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast thy young, nor be barren. Cast thy young, there is miscarriage. Nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. No timely death now. I will send my fear before thee, and will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come, and I will make all thy enemies turn their backs unto thee. The church will say, you see, and we read a scripture in Psalm 50, verse 14 and verse 15. Let's read it again. We read it earlier. And it says, offer unto God thanksgiving and do what? Pay thy vows. This vow unto the Most High God that we are making to serve God this year better than last year. When you pay that vow, you say, and call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee and thou shalt glorify me. Psalm 15, verse 1 to verse 4. It says, Lord, who shall abide in your presence, in your tabernacle this year? It's my point of reference. Who shall dwell in thy holy hill, where it become untouchable? He that walketh uprightly. That's why I spoke about honesty and sincerity. And walketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. And this was the identity of many Christians last year. He that backbiteth not, verse 3, with his tongue backbiteth, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contempt, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. That is where I am going now. He that sweareth to his own heart by a vow. You make a vow to your own heart and change it not. That's what we see, I think, Judges chapter 11 or so, concerning the story of Jephthah, the king that went to battle. Before he left, he made a vow. Anything, Lord, if you make me win this battle, anything, the first thing that come out of my house, I will offer it unto you for a burnt offering. That is, I will kill it and make barbecue for you. That's burnt offering. Maybe he was thinking that one goat will run outside. His only child was a young girl, his daughter. As he won in the battle and was coming, the person that first ran out was his daughter. He carried her poof for head. Hey. I know a lot of people make arguments. Did he kill her? Let me not go into that argument. What we know is that he fulfilled his vow. How he did it is another topic. But he fulfilled that vow. It was a vow he made to his heart, but he did not change. This vow you are making now, let it remind you in the way you will live your life this year. Live a life better than you lived last year. And let me read one more scripture. Psalm 101, verse 6 and verse 7. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land. That is the benefit. That they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that walketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. See why we must be faithful. Failure to keep this vow, there is repercussion. We all know Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Let's read it. From verse 1 to verse 6. He said, keep thy foot, that is, be careful when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thy heart be hasty to utter anything before God like Jephthah. For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. For a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by multitude of words. When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he has no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better is it that thou should not vow, than that thou should vow and not to pay. It is better you don't make the vow at all, than to make it and not to pay. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. Neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice, and hear what he will do, and destroy the work of thy hands. For refusing to pay your vows, God can frustrate your business, can frustrate your labor, frustrate the works of your hand. That is why he said, don't hastily make a vow, because there are repercussions if you refuse to keep the vow. You heard the testimony of our sister who suffered a particular infirmity, and all prayers refused, could not be healed, until she remembered that she made a vow she didn't keep. And as soon as she remembered and asked the Lord to forgive her that she was going to do that thing, the sickness stopped. God can refuse to heal you because you have refused to keep that vow. God can withhold that your marriage, that your wedding, because you refused to pay your vow, to keep that vow. Samson had a vow, a Nazarene vow. The hair, his hair, must not be cut off. That was the vow the angel of the Lord gave the father and the mother. But as soon as she went before a girl, Delilah, hallelujah, and scraped, removed the symbol of that vow, he died. You know what led to his death? Praise God. The Bible says, where angels fear to tread, human beings, they will go with spike shoes, kak, 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 kak. No fear of God. No fear of God, because you don't know this God. But this year, this is a message of the new year. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is telling us for this year. And so in Proverbs chapter 20 verse 25, he calls it a snare. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 25. He said it is a snare to the man who devoured that which is holy. And it's a snare For any man that goes after vows to make inquiry. Pastor, if God does this, I will do this. Why do you do like that? Come humbly before God and ask him, Father, show me your mercy. Do this for me. Why must you always attach a vow to it? When you do that, it can be a snare, because you should be sure that you are principled enough to know that I have made this vow and I must keep it. There are some of you that may vow to support the Bright Television some few years back with a particular amount. There are some that have kept it faithfully till the end of last year. But there are many that started and just stopped, even though they even collected the card we issued some time ago to remind them that they have a vow to pay. Well, you didn't pay, but the television has been on. The TV station has been on. It has never gone off one day. But what if some of the things you are suffering from may be because of that vow that you made and you refuse to keep it? Now, it's a different thing if anything happened and you no longer have the money to pay. There are a lot of us who don't know the principle, how God works, how God honors faith. Many of us don't know. So that sometimes you are pressed between two opinions, serious opinions. This is all the money I have. This is all the money I have. But I kept it. Is it offering or tithe? Where is the brother from Benin Republic, Cotonou? Eh? Oh, he stepped out. He said they were begging to eat, begging to eat. But they are online members, fixed online members. Does not go to any other church because somehow through the Bright Television, God restored him. So they have their offerings they always keep. They have their offerings they always keep. That's what he brought here this night from Kotolu. And he said, now the only money they have, he was not going to put it for offering. The daughter cried, this is all we have. You are going to put it for offering. And we are talking of online offering because they have where they normally keep it. He was going to put it there. They know once he put it there. And although he has no food to eat, inside that offering box was more than 20,000 sefa. But he said it is offering. Since it's not coming and they have no means of transferring money, it's gone. So he was going to put it in the daughter. He said, what? And then they started having meeting, him and the daughter and the wife. Amen. That is what I'm saying, between two decisions to make. He said, this is temptation. This money is for God. I don't know whether he said it is a tithe or it's an offering or something like that. That's what I wanted to confirm from him. He said, but the wife is here. Where is the wife? Was that money for offering or tithe?
It was for offering.
You were to give offering?
Yes.
And that is all the money you had?
Yes.
But you must give offering?
Yes, I must give it.
It's not tithe?
No.
But it's just offering. Faithfulness. So at the end, he dropped it there.
Yes.
He dropped it there. Now that was all the money you had?
Yes.
Oh, God bless you, be seated. According to the testimony, when he finished, nothing to do, all of a sudden, an inspiration came on the wife. Said, why not go and check that place that they promised you work? He said, no, they say the work will not start. He's a building engineer. The work will not start till July this 2021. But let him just go there. When he went there, the man, the company were looking, said, we are starting this job in July, but something is pushing me that we should start now. Oh, says something is pushing. Let them start small, small before the July comes, and they do. And then he said he went home. They said, come back tomorrow. He was saying, please, this is the way they pursue me. Don't reach this thing. No. He went, I said, and he was given the check. And he went to cash the money to start the job. So much until he came this evening to dash me 50,000 naira. Dash. Apart from his tithe and the offerings that he brought. When people understand this principle, this is where you see faithfulness. Faithfulness. It was not title. It was not tight. It was the normal offering that we are calling. Stand up with your offering that you will bring it and look for change. Somebody else attaches so much importance to it until rather than not to give offering at all, let them remain hungry. And our God can never allow you to go hungry. Lie, lie. That is the kind of faith that moves God. Praise the Lord.